Carlos Jorge. Is the pinch runner for Trevino. So Reese Hines is at the plate. Great power from Reese Hines. Alexander's pitch is a strike over the outside corner, 0-1. We owe you a station break. We'll get it to you in a matter of moments. 9 o'clock Central Time. Alexander throws to first. Back with a dive is Jorge. 10 for identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Here's the 0-1. They got him picked off. Black throws to second base. They've got Jorge. Yes. Held on to by the shortstop, Delgado. And they get the tag on Jorge for out number one. Did they call a balk on it? I believe they did. Home plate umpire Mike Malinsky is the one who called the balk. So no pickoff at all. Tyler Alexander was hanging there. He saw Jorge take off and did not gain ground towards first base. And that foot crossed that imaginary 45-degree angle barrier. So balk was called. The second base umpire was telling the runner at second base, Jorge, to, hey, go over to the dugout. And then the home plate umpire said, no, you're good, you can stay, because I called a balk. And that's where we are. 0-1 on Reese Hines. And the pitch is low.
That would be one where Major League Baseball's umpires could use their microphones a little bit more often when they wear them in the regular season.
They have discussed the umpires being more boisterous with the microphones. I think it's good practice that they've got the automatic ball strike system in spring training. Ground ball under the glove of Alexander in center field, a base hit. Jorge is going to come around and score. It's 4-3. RBI hit from Hines. Almost the same exact spot that the base hit from Trevino went. Oh, one run game again. And Blake Dunn hits for Cincinnati. I think it would be good for all the umpires in Major League Baseball just to be more communicative with not just the broadcasters so we can hear what's going on, but also the fans, because the fans don't necessarily know what's going on all the time. Alexander throws to the plate, and it's fouled back by Dunn.
Yeah, I think there were confused people around Goodyear Ballpark here that Jorge was allowed to stay at second base. He was obviously tagged out. The base umpire called him out, and everybody's thinking, well, why is he allowed to be on second base? Well, you knew it was a balk, but it's not very obvious. And it's plays like that where microphones would be very helpful.
They've got the technology. Foul back again by Dunn. And yeah. Just getting those guys comfortable with it at the end of the day.
I think we've learned from other professional sports leagues that it's better for the fan experience to be over communicative than under.
Full send. Agree wholeheartedly with you, Josh. That's up high. One ball and two strikes. And all it takes is just a moment. Runner advances a second on a balk.
Right.
Balk has been called. Bullpen's moving for the Brewers. 1-2, runner takes off, and a foul off on the right side. Left-hander getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. The only other lefty out there is Brian Hudson. So it's Huddy out there getting loose. Alexander hangs and is 1-2 off the plate away. Two balls and two strikes. It's a 4-3 game in the bottom of the sixth. We were talking about the night games here in Goodyear. It's the only game that they have where they're the home team. That's a night game in Goodyear. 2-2, toss to first. They've got him picked off. No balk has been called. He's in a rundown and tagged out. That's the first out of the inning. That was a very similar style of move from Tyler Alexander. I looked at all of the umpires. And now Tyler Alexander's looking at Mike Malinsky and saying, okay, I didn't cross the barrier this time, the imaginary 45-degree angle. And Mike Malinsky gave him an example using his leg. He said, nope, you were good on that one. Okay. It's teaching for everybody. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball foul by Dunn.
I'm sure in Tyler's mind he's thinking, I did the exact same thing.
Right. It's the same move, Mike. Apparently, for the home plate umpire, and that's a tough call for the home plate umpire. Usually
very
it's
tough.
The first base umpire that's making that call because he's got the best view of it. 2-2 pitch. Hit foul off the front foot of Dunn, battling with Tyler Alexander.
I mean, part of it, too, for Mike behind the plate might be he just didn't want to call two balks in the same inning on the same pitcher.
Could be. Cruel and unusual punishment.
Either that or he was so proud that he had taught Tyler the error of his ways.
Yep.
Reward him for getting it right this time.
Much better, Tyler. Good job. I was surprised I didn't see him clapping at him. Like, yeah, you got it. That was it. 2-2 on Blake Dunn. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. On the way. It's popped up. Foul territory. Haas gives it a run, and it's in the seats. Five rows back. So we'll see a ninth pitch in this sequence.
It's a long outing for Tyler Alexander. Really had to work in the sixth, ended up, or the fifth, getting out of that jam, striking out three straight. But boy, he has more than broken a sweat tonight.
This is going to be his 40th pitch in the outing. 2-2. Foul back again, and we'll see a 10-pitch AB between Tyler Alexander and Blake Dunn. Stretch again, 2-2. Low and in the dirt, three balls and two strikes. First time he's thrown a changeup in this at-bat to Dunn. See what he goes to on 3-2 with one out. Here comes. Line foul. Look out. Stays 3-2. So it'll be the 12th pitch of the at-bat. That was a cutter down and in that Dunn got the barrel to. Hudson is ready in the Brewers' bullpen. This might be it for Tyler Alexander. And the pitch. He lost him. Threw a curveball up and out on the 12th pitch of the at-bat. Dunn earned that walk, and Tyler Alexander is going to be lifted from this ballgame. Pat Murphy is on his way out to make a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. U.S. Cellular is proud to support the Brewers. The game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. A pretty good job by Tyler Alexander. Just kind of ran out of gas there at the end. And Blake Dunn, to his credit, did a nice job battling. So call to the bullpen has been made. Brian Hudson's ready to come through the gates. And he has been summoned, even though Tyler Alexander hasn't left yet. It's a 4-3 game. Tying run is on for Cincinnati on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Tyler Callahan is at the plate. He's the second baseman. The other Callahan is playing over at first base. Again, not brothers, spelled differently. Brian Hudson is on the mound for the Brewers, and a pickoff, and they've got another! The third pickoff of the game for the Brewers. They get done over at first base. Checking the umpires. No box. That was clean. Wouldn't it be great if Brian Hudson throws a pitch right here and gets Callahan out and he gets two outs by throwing one pitch and he didn't turn a double play? We'll see what Callahan does. The pitch home is a ball. 1-0.
Yeah, he wasn't going to play along with your game.
Darn it.
Austin Callahan. Tyler Callahan.
One of them Callahans. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner.
What a move by Hudson.
Great move.
I mean, Blake Dunn was frozen in his tracks. He was out by like a step and a half.
Ball and a strike on Callahan. And a fly ball to left. Easy play for Heron. Makes the catch and the inning ends. Well, there were two players picked off for Cincinnati and one fly out to left. Three men reached. Only one man scored. What an inning. Seventh inning coming up. Josh will have that for you. Brewers up by a run. 4-3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Book early in the week for best availability by visiting islandresortgolf.com. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You go from changing diapers to dropping your child off at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. You get so much more than stunning windows and doors. It's the Pella experience. Talk about quality control. Pella manufactures, sells, installs, and services every product. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/8/25.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the versatile RAV4 to the spelt Crown. The sleek Camry all-wheel drive. The Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive. The rugged Tacoma. The tenacious Tundra. And the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places. Based on manufacturer's websites as of 10/2024.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Seventh inning is here. One run lead for the Brewers. Josh was like, hey, were you going to toss it to me or what? Hey, Josh, take it away, buddy.
Thank you, Jeff. I was right along with you enjoying the Def Leppard bumper music, and I just kind of forgot that we were supposed to broadcast baseball.
Yeah, you're right.
I was jamming.
Gets you in the mood, doesn't it? Sam Moll is the new pitcher. Well, a one-run game here tonight. Brewers up as the left-hander Moll, M-O-L-L. He throws and misses low. He's got a new battery mate. Catcher now is Austin Wins, former Oriole. And Moll up there facing the top of the order. Caleb Durbin is batting for a fourth time tonight. He's got a homer and a single. He's been impressive. The 1-0 comes in low from the left-hander. Two balls, no strikes. This is a 4-3 Brewers lead. Heading into their first off day in the Cactus League schedule. That'll be tomorrow. They'd like to go in unbeaten in their last 3 days. Durbin waiting. The Moll with a 2-0. Fly ball is hit into left field. This will stay in the park, though, for Jacob Hurtubise. Camped in front of the track. Hurtubise reaches out, makes the catch. Just missed it. Caleb put a similar swing on one, leading off the ball game back in the first inning against Nick Lodolo, and he hit it about 410, 420 feet out of here. Not this time. That brings up Vinny Capra. Just like Durbin, a very impressive night. A homer and a walk. He's 1-for-2. Line drive, base hit into the gap in left center. Vinny Capra does it again. It splits the outfielders. Rolls all the way to the warning track before Blake Dunn, the center fielder, cuts it off. That'll be a stand-up double for Vinny Capra. Who's hitting better this spring than Vinny Capra? Josh asked rhetorically. The answer is nobody. Couple of more extra base hits tonight. In the regular season, every time there's a double, $75 donated to the MAC Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. And now the new left fielder, Jimmy Herron, takes inside corner. This is his first at bat of the night. Runner at second and one out against Sam Moll. Longtime Oakland A. This will be his third year with Cincinnati. Sam Moll, 48 games out of the pen a year ago. 0-1 pitch. Herron checked up on one that bounced in. Well, we hope you're having a great Monday night. Was it a good start to your week? I hope. Thanks for staying up with us for some Brewers After Dark. Here comes the 1-0. Herron swings and skies it behind second base. Long run out. Tyler Callahan's in shallow right field. He gets there. The second baseman of the Reds makes the catch. Back to second goes Capra. And that is the second out here in the top of the seventh. You had both of the Callahans, Tyler and Austin, the second and first baseman currently respectively for Cincinnati, chasing that looper there by Jimmy Herron. Now Tyler Black batting for a fourth time. He's 0-for-2, but walked and scored last inning. Just his second game of the spring. Black takes inside ball one. It's a good lefty-lefty challenge matchup for him against the veteran Sam Moll. Vinny Capra's on second base. There are two outs. The 1-0 pitch, Black takes outside. It is 2-0. Join the Brewers to celebrate the iconic TV and comic series Peanuts Friday, April 18th. That's a special theme night. If you get one of those tickets, it includes a Franklin bobblehead. Get your seats today, brewers.com/theme nights. Peanuts night at the ballpark. 2-0 to Black. He swings through a fastball.
Do you have a favorite Peanuts character?
Linus.
Linus?
Yeah, I always liked Linus. How about you? Yeah. You know, I was going to say I kind of identified with him. Without sounding too depressing.
Not really.
2-1. Down the middle for a strike to Black, 2-2.
I'm a big Snoopy fan. Snoopy and Woodstock.
But Lucy.
No, I'm out on Lucy. Gave bad advice.
Pulls the football.
Yeah, she had bad advice.
2-2 off his front foot on a breaking ball. Black swings and skies it on the infield. Play for the shortstop. This is Leonardo Balcazar making the catch. Inning over. Jeff is out on Lucy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to tell anybody. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's Still 4-3 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Tired of dealing with insurance hassles? With the new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club, you can get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Savings Club members can get more convenient, transparent, and affordable dental care, including savings up to 55%. They can also get less, including fewer restrictions, yearly maximums, and limits. More or less, you could say. WDA Dental Savings Club members get the best of both worlds. To learn more, visit WDAClub.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more.
More.
Everybody's all stretched out from Goodyear Ballpark. Brewers having a 4-3 lead turn to a man we anticipate will be the closer at the start of the Major League Championship season. Trevor Megill. After two outs from Brian Hudson to finish the sixth and keep the lead, there comes Megill for the bottom of the seventh inning. Brewers have changed three infielders as well. Ernesto Martinez is playing first base, Dylan O'Rey at second, and Xavier Warren's over at third. Leonardo Balcazar, the shortstop, leads offense, swings and misses over a curveball. Bounced in there from Megill. Not a land strike, but a swinging strike, and it's nothing and one on Balcazar, his first at bat. Took over for Ellie De La Cruz. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss again at the curve. 0-2. Seventh inning stretch has been brought to us by IslandResortGolf.com. The premier resort destination in the Midwest, Island Resort and Casino is. Plan your visit today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. 0-2 on a couple of curveballs that fooled Balcazar. Pitch, curve again, hit on the ground to third. Xavier Warren to his left, gobbles it up, throws to first in time to get Leonardo Balcazar. 3 Uncle Charlies there from Trevor Megill, and there are a lot of eyeballs on Trevor these days. Presumed to be the man to take over for Devin Williams in the ninth inning role. Of course, he did it so successfully for the first few months of last season when Devin was out injured. Jacob Hurtubise takes a strike. There's his first fastball, 95 on the gun. It's nothing and one on Hurtubise, a left-handed batter. The big, tall right-hander, as you know, Trevor Megill kicks in the 0-1. Skipped in the curveball. 1-1. I really thought, Jeff, the biggest difference from when Megill was first brought to the Brewers organization through the great season he had last year was the development of that curve. He's always had the close to triple digits fastball. 1-1 to Hurtubise. Skipped it in, another curveball, and it goes to the backstop, 2-1. But when you can mix in a big, tight curveball like he has and been able to fool hitters with it, it plays so well off that heat. Made him a different pitcher.
Man, it comes out of the same window, too, Josh, where he throws that high fastball and that curveball comes out of the same window, as they call it.
2-1 pitch outside on Hurtubise.
Makes it almost impossible for a hitter to try and pick it up because you see the spin and you think it's going to be a high fastball and then...
And then you look like Balcazar did on those first couple of swings this inning. 3-1, Hurtubise took low, he walked him. 96-mile-an-hour fastball puts the potential tying run aboard for the Reds in the home seventh. They trail 4-3, Herdebees aboard, and Davis Wenzel, former Texas Rangers prospect, coming up.
I think the biggest thing for Trevor, and it goes back even 2 years ago, was him holding runners. Remember, he went down to the minor leagues and then came back and was so excellent for the Brewers at the end of that 23 season. Carried it into 2024.
For the first, that one glances off the glove of Ernesto Martinez, but not far enough away for Herdebees to try to advance.
He gained so much confidence, and Trevor McGill said as much early on in spring training, Josh, the fact that he feels comfortable in Milwaukee, and being comfortable leads to a lot of success.
Yeah, there's really something to be said for that. Liking where your 2 feet are planted. First pitch is in there for a strike now on Davis Wenzel. Getting it dialed up a little bit. That hit 98 on that radar gun there from Trevor. Wenzel was in the big leagues a little bit with Texas before he came over to these Reds. Right-handed hitter. The 0-1 pitch. Big swing. He fouled the fastball straight back, though. It's nothing in two. Turned into a very calm night. The flags are completely limp out over right center field. No wind. Nice change from Saturday and Sunday. Chilly game. There goes the runner. Pitch is in the dirt, and no chance for Eric Haas. Picked the ball, tried to make the exchange for a throw. Then the ball just fluttered out of his hands back into the dirt. But he wouldn't have had a chance to get Herdebees anyway. Big jump. You just said it. That's an issue for Trevor. And it's 1-2 on the batter, Wenzel, but Herdebees now in scoring position. He had a running start. 4-3 Brewers, bottom of the seventh. Still 1-2. He's looking for a strikeout here. The pitch, curveball outside, 2-2 on Wenzel. One of the Callahans on deck, it's Austin. Trevor McGill has his sign from Eric Haas. Starting catcher tonight, still in there for the crew. 2-2 pitch, curve low. That's a good take by Wenzel. As you said, when it's coming out of the same window as the fastball, that's got to be a very hard pitch to not offer at. Davis Wenzel recognized it. He dipped low. It's a full count. The 3-2 pitch. Curve again. He got him looking. He was locked up, but that time McGill threw it for a strike, and there were two outs. A knee buckler. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. And Austin Callahan will bat for the first time. In that all Callahan right side of the Reds infield. He's the first baseman. And a left-handed hitter. Tying run at second. Two out. And a fastball. Dots the outside corner. Knee high. Nothing in one. Getting closer and closer to the regular season. Brewers are home against these Reds, by the way, at the back end of the opening homestand. Royals for 3, Reds for 4. Foul back into the screen by Callahan makes it nothing in 2. You can join the Brewers for family fun every Sunday with the Sunday Funday Bundle featuring 4 tickets, 4 junior hot dogs, 4 junior sodas, and a parking pass. It's only $65. Sunday Funday Bundle, brewers.com/funday. We'll take on these Reds in the first Sunday game. With 2 pitches up and away on Austin Callahan.
And the Brewers leave and go right back here to Arizona. Right? Or do we go to Colorado first? Colorado, then Arizona? That's the trip. I do know that.
It is. We won't be gone from the desert for long. 1-2. Runner at second. The pitch, curveball just missed. Good take by Callahan. 2-2. 3 in New York begin the season against the Yankees. And then the aforementioned homestand with the Royals and the Reds. You almost kind of wish the Red series was first. You open with a division rival at home. Not the case, though. They didn't ask us. Bluff towards second base by McGill, just making sure that Hurtubise does not get too big of a lead over there. After all, he does represent the tying run. 2-2 to Callahan. Here it comes. Curve in the dirt. Picked by Haas. Another full count. It's been very curveball heavy this inning. And in spring training outings for an established guy like McGill, sometimes you just pick a pitch you want to work on a given night. That apparently is the case today for Trevor. Wants to work on that big curve. Might throw it again. 3-2. Here it is. He did, and it's low. Ball four, he walked it. So Austin Callahan gets the second free pass of the inning from Trevor McGill, and it'll bring up a pinch hitter here for the DH, Jake Fraley. There comes Hector Rodriguez, reserve outfielder. First, you're going to have Eric Haas go pay Trevor McGill a visit.
After he threw that pitch, he looked directly into the dugout at Pat Murphy and put two hands down as if to say, nope, I got one more batter.
Trip to the mound brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest at Potawatomi. So he gets one more. Runners go on the first pitch. It's low. Throw to third by Haas. Not in time. Hurtubise beats that. He gets his second steal of this inning. And Austin Callahan follows him to second base. So that comes on ball one to Hector Rodriguez. Reds have swiped three bags against McGill. Left-handed batter is Rodriguez. 1-0 pitch. In at the knees. 98 miles an hour. 1-1. He knows he's got that velo in the tank when he needs it. Might get a little extra amped up for this at-bat, considering the situation. Leading 4-3, bottom seven. Pitch, fastball, might have gone around. They appeal. Oh, he held back, says the umpire at third.
May have been a strike. No challenge.
It might have been a swinging strike or a called strike, and it ended up being neither. So 2-1 on the pinch hitter, Rodriguez. Two Reds in scoring position. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball hit to the left side. It's the third baseman over to scoop it up, throwing wide to first. And an error on Xavier Warren will score the tying run. Ernesto Martinez, the first baseman, caught it but could not hold the bag. Should have ended the inning. Just into the game here in the seventh. Xavier Warren scooped it and threw it into the runner, and it's an E5. We're tied at four, and that'll be it for Trevor McGill. It's the second time tonight the Reds have scored a run on an error. Three errors in the game charged to the crew. And that's it for McGill. Pat Murphy takes the baseball. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the pen. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. They remind you when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. So, now you got them on the corners. Reds look for the lead for the first time tonight. Tied at four in the seventh, two out. The Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Come on, Kellen. You're going to miss your bus.
I'm going as fast as I can. I guess I'm just not a morning person.
You're going to be a walking person if you don't hurry up.
Maybe if I could have some Cedar Crest ice cream for breakfast, I'd wake up faster.
Seriously, I love Cedar Crest as much as anybody, but you're not having it for breakfast.
Nice try, Kellen.
I tell you what, if both of you can get ready for school on time and finish all your homework, we can have Cedar Crest ice cream every Friday night.
Yeah, Mom.
Hi, friends. Are you a retiree like myself and have some spare time and wanting to meet new people? I drive school bus for Cobuson Buses. I enjoy seeing many smiling faces, and I still have time for the activities I enjoy. Cobuson Buses offers a flexible schedule, and it's a well-paid part-time job. It's the perfect balance of work and play. Come join me make a difference in your community. Visit Cobuson.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
Red hitter Chase Costello enters the game for the Brewers. He's going to be their eighth pitcher of the night. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Reds have just tied the game at four. They've got the go-ahead run, Callahan at third. Also, Hector Rodriguez at first with two out. Austin Wins is the batter, the new catcher this inning. Pitch by Costello. He slings it from a three-quarter arm slot. Misses outside, 1-0. It was an inning in which Trevor McGill was obviously working very heavily on his curveball. Ends up giving up no hits, but a couple of walks and three steals. 1-0 pitch is in for a strike on Austin Wins. Right at the knees. Time called by Haas, the catcher, to reposition the defense. Runners are on the corners. Get a look at Chase Costello, appearing in his third game of the spring already. Hasn't given up a run as yet. Two-thirds of an inning. Sets high. Runner goes for second. Pitch is taken for a ball. They throw through to second base and don't get the out on Rodriguez. And because they threw it down there, the runner from third, Callahan, steals home. No throw back to the plate. Callahan is safe. The Reds have stolen five bases in the inning, and they lead. That's the Brewers' play. Took the page out of Milwaukee's playbook, and the double steal, first and third, gives him a 5-4 lead in the seventh. 2-0 the count. 2-1 the count on Austin Wins, and he takes a ball. It's 3-1. I actually was a little surprised that Haas threw there. It was Hector Rodriguez going from first to second base. And they didn't get him out. You knew that once he was safe, as the pitch is a strike, it's a full count on Wins. Once the first runner was safe, Callahan was going to come in through the back door. And they didn't even bother to try throwing it back home. 3-2, runner at second, two out. Costello with a 3-2. Swung on and grounded to third base. Another chance for Xavier Warren. Fields behind the bag, and this time a perfect throw across. In time to get Austin Wins by a couple of strides. So the inning is over, but Cincinnati steals five bases in one inning and scores twice. They lead it 5-4 into the eighth. And Jeff is back after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling.
What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine said...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At Prevea Orthopedics and HSHS Hospitals, we understand all the ways you move. From the ways you love to move, to the ways you need to move, and the ways you want to move. Movement looks different for everyone. That's why we specialize in you, providing the expert care you need for all the ways you move. To schedule an appointment, visit Prevea.com/ortho.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back, track, bye-bye baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. We have reached the eighth inning. Cincinnati has come from behind and now leads. It's 5-4 Reds. Back to the play-by-play with a new pitcher. Here's Jeff.
Thank you, Josh. It's Joe Lasorsa, and he throws strike one on Oliver Dunn. Still DHing. He's going to get that fourth plate appearance. He has doubled, singled, and bounced to short and takes a ball down and in. One ball, one strike. Lasorsa from St. John's University. And there's a strike. One and two on Oliver Dunn. Broke in with the Tampa Bay Rays and the Washington Nationals and was with Washington last year for 16 games. All of his work in the big leagues out of the pen. Pitch, swing and a miss at a sweeper. One up and one down. Lasorsa strikes out Dunn. And Eric Haas is coming up. Haas has caught the entire way so far. Drove in a run in the sixth. Singled off the wall in the fourth inning. And he's flied to left. One for three officially and an RBI for Haas. Lasorsa's first offering is a strike. 0-1. Schneider and their professional truck drivers remind you to never text while driving. No message is worth the risk. 0-1. Haas took a ball. Ball and strike. Told you the Brewers are off tomorrow. They've got a split squad with the White Sox as time is called by Haas. Lasorsa moving too quick. He's on the Brent Suter plan. Working fast. 1-1 delivery. Fouled away right side off the net. And lands on the Cleveland Guardians logo on the right apron in foul territory. One, two. Fly ball. Center field. Gives Dunn a long run, but he makes the catch on the base of the warning track. Two away for Delgado. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org and feel the power. The pitch is down and away on Delgado. One ball and no strikes. Lasorsa's pitch is a strike. 1-1. Full stirrup look for Lasorsa. It's a good look. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Delgado. 1-2. The old classic look. And he's got full sanitaries on under the stirrups, too. Sanitary socks. The stirrups on the outside, the high pant legs. Not quite as high as Carlos Santana with Cleveland, who is basically wearing shorts. But those pants are perfect length. 1-2. Is down and away. Lasorsa started to go towards the dugout, and we're going to challenge it. Challenge from CC.
Catcher's challenging a ball call.
All right, let's see it. Mike Malinsky. Let's see how your zone is. And,
Calls overturned, strike three.
Strike three called. A good challenge from the home plate umpire. I should say the catcher, Austin Wins. And Mike Malinsky has been overruled. Strikes out Delgado. Bottom of the eighth inning is coming up. Brewers trail by a run on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
When you're injured, you want quick, specialized care, not a long ER wait. The orthopedic care specialists at Ortho ASAP treat fractures, sprains, strains, sports injuries, and more right away. With on-site x-rays and expert care, Ortho ASAP gets you back on track faster. Open 7 days a week with locations in Brookfield and Pewaukee, it's more affordable than the ER. Walk in, get treated, and get back to life. Ortho ASAP. There is a difference. Visit orthowisconsin.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. event. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The ants are coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details.
How long would it take you to spend $200 at Quick Trip? You do it in one fell swoop?
No.
Hey, it'd probably take you two or three trips at least.
Well, it depends on what you're getting. It doesn't say if with a gas purchase. It could be anything. And as we know, Quick Trip has everything you need. But if you're curious, check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details.
I'm going to go there with you and see how quickly we can get to $200.
Oh, we could do it pretty easily. 0-2, and it's a swing and a foul. Cooper Pratt takes over at short for the Brewers, and Darian Miller is the new catcher. Josh, I feel like we could get there just getting hot dogs off the rollers for
us. Why did I know that was coming?
I'd go for the donuts.
Yep.
I love the donuts, the Glazers. 0-2 pitch away from Costello.
I could probably get up over $100 by buying about 20 hot dogs, 25.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that expensive.
No.
Good coffee, too. 1-2 is low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tell you, the Quick Trip coffee can get me on a lot of road trips from point A to point B, driving in the wintertime to basketball location or football location. 2-2. Fouled away again. Everybody out of the ball game that started the game. No iron men in this one. Delgado and Haas lasted the longest for either team. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He carved him up with a heater on the inside part of the plate. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Costello. It's baseball season, also known as Shandy season. Baseball fans, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy is a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor the moment. One gone in the eighth for Blake Dunn. He had that 12-pitch walk against Tyler Alexander, ended up ending his outing. He tries to bunt and fouls it away, and it's 0-1. And then Brian Hudson picked him off after the pitching change.
Before a pitch.
Incredibly.
Took him 12 pitches to get on base and less than one to get off base.
New league record.
Probably was.
We'll have to check the Cactus League record book. Chopper to third on one hop. Warren collects and throws for out number two. T-Bone Callahan. Flied to left back in the sixth. Tyler Callahan. I call him T-Bone because in the first game we had some fun with Tyler Callahan. A couple of Callahans, as we've discussed, are both on the right side of the infield. I said Tyler Callahan is the great-grandson of famous auto parts man Tom Callahan. Big Tom Callahan.
Ground ball foul. But his favorite food to eat is a T-bone steak. So that's why we called him T-bone.
It's a good life story.
And his name is starts with a T. So it could be T-bone. The 0-1. Fly ball lifted down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a foul ball. Just missed it. Missed it by a fillet. I got Tommy Thrall, the Reds radio broadcaster, in on the bit. He was appreciative.
Has Tommy informed T-Bone of his nickname?
I don't know if Tyler Callahan's in on it. But
probably not yet.
Tommy's in on it. That's all that matters to me.
See, folks, you didn't realize the imagination on Mr. Levering here.
We're having fun.
Love it.
0-2 pitch. Missed high and away. One ball and two strikes.
Were you good when you were little at making up stories about things and creating fiction, perhaps?
I think so.
Letting your imagination run wild.
Yeah, I had some fun. The 1-2 is up and away. Two balls and two strikes. I used to create whole, like, battle scenes and stuff in my backyard with my G.I. Joes and would set them up in different places strategically. I don't know where some of them are. Maybe some are still in the rock formation somewhere, but grounded foul. Yeah, I'd say I had a good imagination. Sure. It never really got me into trouble. It's not like I would fabricate things that way. 2-2 pitch. He is down and away. Three balls, two strikes.
I was just impressed that he came up with T-Bone's life story on the spot during that broadcast with Wayne.
It's all about the last name, Callahan. That's how it all comes together. Tommy Boy. One of my favorite movies of all time. Chris Farley, Wisconsin native. Heard we had some conflicting reports on Judith Light yesterday. Not from Milwaukee.
She is not.
3-2. Got him looking on the inside corner. And the inning ends. Chase Costello strikes out T-Bone. And we're going to the ninth. 5-4 Cincinnati on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything. But the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings, it's Woodman's.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uke wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Refresh your home today with Dutch Boy paint. Get a gallon on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
We have the Win Wins battery now. Randy Wynn is pitching to Austin Wins behind the plate. Here is a fly ball to deep left by Garrett Spain to the track, and making the catch is Hurtubise. Garrett Spain, his first AB. Gave it a ride, but came up short. And Luis Lara will be the hitter.
Tell you what, yesterday that ball was gone by like 40 feet.
Ball was making a run for the 10.
It's been about halfway there.
Strike one on Luis Lara. Dylan O'Rey is on deck. 8-9-1. Brewers trailing at 5-4 in the ninth. Pitch to Lara. Swing and a miss, and his helmet popped off. 0-2. Lara calls time. He's got his baby blue gear on. Baby blue shin guard, elbow pad. He's got a running glove that's in his back left pocket if he reaches base. Pitch from Wynn. Ground ball to short. Couple of hops. Balcazar throws out Lara. Two away. Pine River, it's a fixture at summertime get-togethers. They've been making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. You can look for it at fine stores, where you'll also find plenty of Usinger's, America's Finest Sausage, and Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. Dylan O'Rey is the hitter. First one from Wynn is a strike. Pitch is outside. Good tempo from Wynn. This one is high and inside. Two balls and a strike. Native of Canada, third round pick 3 years ago, 2022, Dylan O'Rey. Wisconsin and Biloxi last year, half and half. 2-1. Swinging and a foul back. His helmet almost came off. 126 games for him. He's hit one professional homer. Stole 62 bags. Brewers are down to their final strike. 2-2, two away. Randy Wynn throws to the plate, and it's high. Three balls, two strikes. Not to be confused with the Randy Wynn that played for the Mariners and the Giants. This win spells his last name with an E at the end. 3-2 pitch. O'Rey hits a ground ball to second base, and this ball game is over. 5-4, a couple of runs in the seventh inning for the Reds, and they ride that to a 5-4 victory over the Brewers. We'll have the totals for you in just a moment on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Wisconsin's afternoon news is here for you, bringing you the latest headlines with John McCure.
He said people would be fired if they didn't submit this email. Is that going to happen?
And diving into the details with Julia Fellow.
And Patel and Gabbard are telling their workers, their government workers, don't reply to this email.
Tune in to Wisconsin's afternoon news, where your day's story unfolds. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Only here on WTMJ.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Forgiveness Education. A concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than 3 decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner-city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
West Bend Insurance, a silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association. We've got some totals, but before Josh gives them to you, 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
We promised you totals, and Josh has them for you.
You want totals? I got totals. Four runs, eight hits, three errors for the Brewers tonight. 5-8-1 for the victorious Cincinnati Reds. Sam Moll gets the win. Two runs in the seventh made the difference. And they were unearned to Trevor McGill. Randy Wynn gets his first save of the year. 2 hours and 52 minutes tonight at Goodyear in front of 4,009. Your announced crowd. Brewers had a really fun start tonight. First two batters of the game homered off of Nick Lodolo. It was Caleb Durbin and Vinny Capra going back-to-back. That was certainly a highlight tonight. We're going to hope for some good health for Aaron